Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all my listeners, and thank you for tuning in live with Prophetic Miracle Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all that is listening now on this hour, those that are in the switchboard, those that are listening via internet. God bless you on this hour. I do pray for strength on this hour. I've been constantly coughing, and I'm going to trust God that I'll be able to finish this 30-minute prophecy open line. Before I open up the phone line, I just want to share something with you all. And you might hear me talking slow, and that's so that I could just stay calm and relaxed. I practically minister all day to another prophet. This prophet is someone that's very close and very dear to my heart. And this prophet called me. And by the way, this prophet is of the opposite sex, a male prophet. And he called me and he shared with me that on Tuesday, he had got a call from his aunt, who was very sick and very ill, I would assume to this expression. She was to the point of almost dying. And being the man of God that I know that he is, he called his aunt and told her, okay, I'm going to come pick you up. And I'm going to pray with you at the house. And then when I pray with you at the house, I'm going to take you to the park, and I'll sit down and minister to you. Now, this aunt is not saved, and she doesn't know the Lord. But on today, everything went well at the park, and whatever he ministered to this woman, his aunt, I should say, excuse me. He got a call today from his aunt saying that she was coming over. Now, that's something that the aunt never does. I mean, he has family members. He loves his family members. He's close to his family members. But for the aunt that he just prayed for yesterday, say that he was coming over, she was coming over, it didn't rest in his spirit. So right away, this prophet called his mother. And I want you all to listen because this is still prophecy. And the prophet said, Mom, did so-and-so call you and tell you that she was coming to visit me? The mother said, no. I don't know anything about that. And the prophet said, Mom, you got to be kidding me. Well, she just called me and said she's coming over. So as he preparing for her to come over, she came over. And, he, of course, he welcomed her in. But he still wasn't resting the steps. She wanted to come to his house. This is an aunt that never came and visited him. Least where he lived at. He would see his aunt doing family gatherings or family functions, whatever way you want to say. So the type of housing setting he lives in is not like he's open to his own living room and own private stuff. So the aunt comes in and he says, okay, the prophet says, well, I'm drinking juice. I'll go pour you some. I'll get you some. So the prophet said he got up to go pour the aunt some juice, and he came back to find the aunt pouring poison in his juice. And at that point, he almost dropped the glass, but he didn't want the aunt to know that God allowed him to see this. So he told the aunt, you have to go now. And the aunt said, what happened? I just got here. He said, you're trying to kill me. The enemy in you is trying to kill me. So the prophet put the aunt out. The thing about me ministering to the prophet, of course the prophet was hurt that it was his aunt. The prophet was even more hurt how the enemy would use the aunt to try to kill him. So what am I saying? It's okay to receive revelation from the prophet, but what do you do when you receive the revelation? Okay, I'll let y'all figure that out. But I wanted to share that to you. And if you're impatient, you can't wait tonight, then maybe it's not your night to receive a word from God, because that means that you're worried only about yourself. But I wanted to share that with you tonight. I am going to open up the phone line. Don't worry if you are a regular calling in. If I open up the phone line to you, that means it is a reason. Area code 646. Let's see if we can get her in.
Hello.
God bless you.
Hi.
God bless you.
God bless you. May I have a prophecy, please?
How are you today?
Good. Good. Getting better.
Getting better?
Mm-hmm.
That's a start, correct?
That's a thought.
I said that's a start. That's a start.
Yes, yes, it is. It is.
Let me just say this to you, and I know you always call here all the time. Have you ever accepted or have accepted the invitation of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life?
I don't know if you'd say I have or not. I mean, I love Jesus.
Okay. But accepting him is believing that the Father sent him into this earth for you and I so that we will no longer have to suffer our sins of the things of this world, and that we would receive Jesus Christ as being the Son of the Father and who has died on the cross for our sins and who was also resurrected, meaning alive today, mm-hmm. and live through those that accept us. Because I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this.
Yeah.
You know why I'm telling you this?
Mm-mm.
Prophecy that comes from the Spirit of God for the kingdom of God. Now, I can give you a prophetic word from God pertaining to any part of your life,
mm-hmm.
but as a receiver, if you don't understand or believe in what you're receiving, then it's very difficult for even that prophecy that was given to you to be manifest. And I know we talk a lot, and I know you call into the show a lot, and why I'm talking about this tonight, because on all of my broadcasts, I want to let everyone know that I'm not just here just to give a prophecy. Because, see, the prophecy don't come from me. The prophecy comes through the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually the voice of God that speaks to me through His Spirit that allows me to know what is going on in a person's life. And that's why I ask you, have you accepted the Lord into your life? I can give you a prophecy, it could come true or not. But the point of the matter is that I don't want you just to receive the prophecy. but I want you to also receive the one that is sending the word, that is giving the word. So I can't take credit for what you have experienced on the show because it's only through the Father that I'm able to do and say what I do.
I understand that.
How much do you believe? How much do you believe? That's the question. And how much, let me just say this. How far are you willing to go to receive him? Or maybe you have chosen a different part of life. I'm not here to discriminate anyone. By all means, no. But I have to speak for what I live for.
Yeah.
I mean, I do this by the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't even need tarot cards. I don't need a crystal ball. I don't need your birthday. I don't need none of that. But the Spirit reveals what I need to speak and tell the people that calls into the show. The first word I gave you when I talked to you for the first time, might have been the first day of the show, I see that word is still sitting above your head. And the reason why the word is still sitting above your head is because you haven't fully received yet. So, okay, prophetess, you're talking all this talk. What are you saying? I would never give you another word, unless God says so now, through obedience now. Let me say that. If what I gave you the first time is still sitting on top of your head, and I'm just using that as an expression. The whole point here on this broadcast is that you will take, receive, grow, connect, and come into closeness of the love of the Father. And that's what all this is about. And this is why I'm here, to do just that. Do you understand?
I think so. The first time we talked was October 25th, and I didn't get one word, but I did get a prophecy. But
okay.
I guess you're now saying that the prophecy hasn't sunken in.
Let me just correct you. Yes, it was October 28th.
No, it was the Sunday, the 25th, honestly.
Well, my first day of the show, the first day of the show was Sunday, October 28th, that I'm showing my record. And God doesn't let me forget the word that I give to
mm-hmm.
everyone. And
mm-hmm.
that first word is still sitting there. And let me just teach you this. Anytime a true prophet of God is prophesying to you, it is your responsibility at that time and moment to let that prophet know, I didn't hear you, I didn't understand you, or I don't know. Why am I telling you that? Because to go back from the first time that God gave the word, and to look at today, Wednesday, November 18th, is almost, not close to, but almost a month,
mm-hmm.
near to a month and last. So that's something on your part that I want you to work with. And I'm not going to feed you food that's going to upset your stomach, but I want to feed you enough to put you in a position whether you have a choice to receive the word and receive the person that is given the word. Understand?
I think so. Yeah.
You will. And I want you to still stay with me. And don't get disgusted, but there's more to that. And with all due respect, we're here on the air live. There's more that I can say. Now is not the time to say it. But I want you to listen in. listening as I take the calls and listen to mm-hmm. what the people are saying, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and God bless you for always calling in as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you, Area Code 646. I'm going to open up the line to you, Area Code 43. The Lord say 951. God bless you, Area Code 951.
Hello?
Yes, God bless you. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How can I be a blessing to your life, your ministry?
Yes. I just wanted to see if you had any type of message from God for me about anything in relation to my life.
Well, won't you be honest with me and tell me what you know that you need to hear from God about? Now is the time. Now is the time. We're not worried about who's listening, but we're worried about who's listening that they can receive too.
I feel like I'm being led or guided. I'm having a problem with faith, I guess you can say. I'm having a problem with faith. I will say that. I always feel like everything's happening for everybody around me and nothing's happening for me. And, you know, I say that I believe and I have faith, and I know that everybody has a time and a season and that, but time just keep passing for me and passing, and then this season passes and that season passes. And I look around and I'm like, you know, did God forget about me, or, you know, what's going on here?
Okay, first let me just say I respect you. I was so kind
of you
for being honest, because the Holy Spirit is going to always show the prophet what's going on. And
yeah,
your faith level describes, hold on one moment. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Your faith level describes how far or how near your relationship is for God. In other words,
okay,
it's impossible to have great faith and your relationship with God and your faith is weak. It don't work that way. So
right.
What God is showing me is that this is the time and year that you need to develop a relationship with him. Forget about what you see other people getting blessed and what's happened in their lives. This is the time and season that God is asking you to come unto him and develop a relationship with him. And that's all that's going on with you, because when there's no connection, when there's no love, when there's no trust, it's impossible for faith to really work. See, faith is connected to God. You cannot be connected to God and don't have no faith.
Yes,
that's one of the solid foundations in your life, that now is the time that you're going to have to change that. How do you change that? Well, you have two choices, or maybe one. The only way is to get in the Word. Get in the Word means read the Bible. Now, it doesn't stop there. You need to get somewhere, meaning an organization that is practicing sound doctrine and it's living by the word of God. That's how you grow. When you grow, mm-hmm. your faith grows.
Right.
The only reason why tonight this is going to be your prophecy, because if I tell you everything right now, what God has already spoken about you, first of all, I wouldn't have the time to do it. But God says your own hindrance is your lack of faith. See, getting in the presence of the prophet, a true prophet of God, also means getting in the presence of God. That's why I say to you, I'm very cool about it. I always say to my callers, how can I be a blessing to your life? I mean, I already know A to Z.
Right.
But sometimes people have to understand the value of the prophet that's before you. That's why I say, I don't kill you on the air. I need you to be more direct. And direct is your faith. So if you
mm-hmm.
want to see things change in your life, then you're going to have to change your relationship with God. I can give you all the scriptures there is in the Bible about faith. But until you read it, act out on it, then it could be activated into your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm not sure what's in the way or that's slowing you down from doing that, but I'm encouraging you now to have that change in your life so that your faith will grow and so that you can live out all that God has asked you to be. Amen?
Amen. Yeah, and it's been really, really heavy on my heart the last couple of days. So I know what I need to do. So
okay.
You know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, guess what? Here at Prophetic Miracle Ministries, we want to know. You're more than welcome to call us back. Let us know where you're at. Hey, maybe you might be stumbling somewhere. Hey, let us know. I'm here to be a blessing from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay.
And thank you so much.
And thank you for calling into the show. Yes, God bless you. I see you there, area code 212. I'll open up the phone lines to you. God bless you on this hour. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
That's good. On Monday, I called in and you had asked if anyone knew a Michelle, and I know a Michelle.
Okay.
But I don't know if you met me or not.
Wow. I talked to you Monday on the 16th?
No, you didn't talk. We didn't get a chance to talk, but you asked if anyone knew a Michelle, and I was on the line.
Right, okay. Well, when something like that happens, because I'm seeing here on Monday the 16th, the call came into the queue, but also I see that your call had dropped. And any time that happens, just recall back. And I think you pressed the number 1 to let me know that you want to talk. Because you don't know what the message may be for that individual. But I thank you because I did spoke about Michelle. Is she a close friend to you?
I know Michelle. She's my niece's mother.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. All right. So, okay. Okay. All right. Let me put it this way. What's the conflict with the siblings?
Oh, her and her sister, her older sister, always creates trouble. They don't get along at all. She's very mean.
I see that.
Her.
Yeah, I see that. Wow. Okay. If it has not gotten a court order, I see it in court.
Yeah, there was something in court where her sister, well, she was going to through a custody battle, not with my niece, but another child, and her sister went to court and testified against her in the custody battle.
And won the case.
Yeah, she eventually got custody of her daughter. She won the case.
Okay. If this situation is ever to be reversed, things are going to have to be done the right way. And you're going to transfer all what I'm telling you, you're going to tell that person. Okay?
Okay.
Because not, I still see another court order. So that's another conflict, another disturbance. Something is getting ready to happen again with these individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And I would like for you to definitely keep me posted. Well, how can I say this? Jamie Foxx. I don't know if you know him. Jamie Foxx.
Yes, I know.
He's an actor. Okay, he's an actor. He's also an R&B singer. And he made this song, Blame It on the Alcohol. I'm going somewhere with this. Chris Brown has this song. I don't know the title of it, but it speaks about it's something in this liquor and the clouds or something is getting thicker. Okay, why is the prophet talking about that? It's something about when alcohol, drugs, and all this foolishness get in the way, we have these conflicts. But I see another situation arising from this family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and you definitely call in and keep us posted, all right?
Okay.
And God bless you as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that's it. I'm going to open up to 832. I always like to check on them. It's 832 and 347. Even though we got 90 seconds, see how they doing. God is good because I wasn't coughing. Somebody was praying.
God bless you. We're doing fine. Thank you, honey. Love you.
Yes, 347, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Praise God. God bless. Doing great.
How is those ribs doing?
It went away,
not as sore as it was. So praise God, not as sore as it was.
I've been still. Thank God.
Well, y'all keep me in your prayer. I've been coughing like a wolf. Yeah, coughing like a wolf. I tell you, I need deliverance bad. That's for all my callers. Okay,
yeah.
God bless y'all, and I love y'all.
God bless you.
God bless you.
We love you,
man.
We are lifting
you up in prayer.
Please do. Please do.
Amen.
You see, my listeners, let me tell you, I have no shame in my game. It's not easy doing this. I need prayer like a mountain. I really mean it. I hear somebody laughing. I love you too, baby. But we don't want to forget about Michelle. Make sure you join me live this Friday at 6 p.m. for another word from the Lord. God bless all those that call in, those that listen via internet, and those that will come later into the archives. And anybody know that Chris Brown song, please let me know, because that's the problem now. You know, we just stirring up the wrong thing.
in our drinks, and we need the blood of Jesus, okay? So God bless you all. I love you all. If you need to get contact with me, you can find me right on Facebook, Ellen Bynum page, lowercase I, lowercase I. And also you can find me at the ministry site at Prophetic Miracle Ministries, gmail.com. God bless you all.